Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're talking about No Explanation Required by Carol Sanker, and this one hit me right in the inbox because I'm a chronic over-explainer. Sophie, what did this book do to you?
Sam, it basically called me out in the first chapter. Carol's whole argument is that when you over-explain, you're actually undermining your own authority. Every time you justify a decision or add unnecessary detail, you're telling people your judgment isn't enough on its own.
Yeah, and she calls that the explanation trap. Someone asks a simple question, and suddenly you're giving them a full briefing with background and caveats. She says that's not transparency, it's self-sabotage.
Right.
And the key distinction she makes is between explaining and justifying. Explaining adds value and clarity. Justifying is defensive. It's like you're saying, I know my point needs extra proof because I don't trust it to stand alone.
That distinction alone made me want to reread every email I've sent in the past year. But she also gets into why we do this, and it's not just a bad habit. She traces it back to how we're socialized.
Oh, totally. In school, we get rewarded for showing our work. In relationships, we're told to explain our feelings. So we carry that into the office, and suddenly we're giving a justification speech for why we chose a certain vendor.
And she's particularly sharp on how this hits women and marginalized groups harder. They're conditioned to be agreeable and accommodating, and then they get penalized for it in environments that value decisiveness.
Yeah, she doesn't let anyone off the hook, but she also doesn't make it an excuse. She's like, here's the reality. Now here's how you overcome it. That's what I appreciated.
So what's the fix? She has a few tactics. One is strategic silence. You make your point, and then you just stop. You don't fill the space with extra commentary. You let your words land.
And that pause, she says, conveys confidence. It also gives the other person room to respond, instead of you drowning them in unasked for details.
Then there's the one sentence rule. Before you add any supporting details, you state your key point in a single sentence. It forces you to lead with your conclusion.
And that's a great discipline because it trains your brain to prioritize clarity over comprehensiveness. I've started doing that in meetings, and it's wild how much shorter my responses are.
But she also gets into the inner critic, that voice in your head that says you need to prove yourself. She calls it the assumption of competence. You act as if you're qualified and capable until proven otherwise.
And that's powerful because it flips the default. Instead of assuming you're not good enough and having to justify, you assume you are and you don't need to explain.
Speaking of traps, she has a whole chapter on handling questions that feel like setups. You know, the ones that seem to demand a justification but are really testing your confidence.
And her advice is to answer only what was asked, nothing more. Give a direct answer, then be quiet. If they push, you can still hold your ground.
There's also a bit on saying no without explanation. Just no and stop. Because the moment you start listing reasons, you're opening the door for negotiation and debate.
And that's a skill, honestly. I've started practicing it with low-stakes stuff like declining a meeting invite. Just I can't make it and done. It feels weird at first, but it works.
She also talks about body language and tone. Over-explainers often use a questioning or apologetic tone, like they're seeking permission. She says to use a steady, declarative tone and maintain eye contact.
And that ties into the imposter syndrome chapter. She says people with imposter syndrome over-explain to prove their worth, and the fix is to document your accomplishments and review them regularly.
Honestly, my biggest takeaway is that less is more. When I stop over-explaining, I project more confidence and people take me more seriously. It's like a superpower.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So, Sophie, what's the final word on this one?
The final word is that your words are enough. When you stop explaining, you start owning your authority. We'll see you in the next one.